Well, maybe it's just gonna be you and I, Robert.
Maybe. I guess we'll find out.
I guess so. Yeah.
How's it going?
All right, very busy. Yeah, it's getting to that time of year too, where it's just what about you?
Yeah, same. Busy. It's getting cold. Getting dark early, all that fun stuff.
I know it's by like 4 o'clock, it's already like
I
dark.
know.
Oh, so
I just keep
hard.
telling myself, not much longer, not much longer. It'll start getting longer again.
True, true. We had some snow flurries this morning. I mean, it was nothing. It wasn't cold enough to stick or anything. It was pretty though.
We had Monday, probably like a good 2 or 3 inches. This stuck around a
Wow.
little while and it's melting today, so
Wow.
yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get it. It is colder. It's like in the low 40s. But
Yeah.
yeah, we're just waiting for folks.
Were you sharing about our snow event?
I was, I
Yeah, it's
was.
crazy. We've never had this much snow this early.
This early, yeah.
I
And then
mean, that doesn't bode well. I mean, you could potentially have a really snowy winter at it.
maybe, yeah.
Maybe.
Cool.
You just never know.
We're having a bunch of work done to make our front porch accessible, and they had to build a new porch first, and they just finished that today. But they came out and worked like the day after the snow yesterday when it was really cold. I was like, all right, good for you guys. But
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, it can
well, especially a porch. Yeah, I want to go on the porch. It's 20 degrees outside. Yay!
yeah, but they're done with the building. They just got to do the lift part now, and yeah, so it looks good and it's safer and everything. So yeah. Glad that's done, or at least that phase of it is.
Oh, that is good. It's good to have stuff done, you know. We'll be ready for
Yeah.
next year.
Exactly.
So let's see. It is 1:03, and we, I don't know. I guess we could get started. Do we have a volunteer from the note taker group to take notes?
I don't remember who's in the note taker group. So,
It's you, Whitney, Autumn, and Yao.
I can if I don't know where we are in the rotation or anything. So, I don't want to take anyone's turn, but I can do
I know
it.
Autumn's out. Whitney, Evans. Yeah, I don't
I
know.
can do
All righty.
I'm
Thank
here,
you.
Rob, but I'm happy to let you do it this time.
Okay.
Think I did it 2 weeks ago.
I feel like that's true. Yeah. So I got it. No problem.
Thank you. All right, let me share my screen. Hopefully you are seeing 11:12
Yep.
meeting notes. Yay. All right. Are there any announcements that anyone would like to share with the group?
I guess I can say that following on last week's meeting, I'm going to be working on a draft of a survey for assessing, broad requirements for EDIFACT and data import. And I don't know if there's anyone here who is interested in maybe collaborating with me on that. If you are, you can just reach out. I'm hoping to have a draft of a survey to share for feedback before we actually, ask people to fill it out next week.
That's wonderful. I can help you. And yes, if anyone else, yeah, just contact
Thanks.
Christy. Awesome. I see we have someone new here. Actually reporting SIG has this really nice way of, if you're new, would you like to introduce yourself? But welcome, Bailey Graham. I believe this might be your first time here. If so, if you have any questions, just let us know. And welcome to Data Import SIG. So, any other announcements or updates that people would like to share? Righty, so we're gonna go off. Unlike last week, talking all about EDIFACT files, we are returning to our discussion on our process. So, not last week, the week before that, we left off our discussion talking about requesting new topics for the data import SIG. And basically, we're like, okay, well, we put a new topic on the agenda. And we start talking about it, and there was a really great, I think, Yael, you had this idea of creating a summary for the community to review. And I know, just for speaking for myself, I really liked that idea because not everyone can get to the Data SIG meeting. Perhaps you just couldn't come to that, or it's not in a at a time that's friendly for your zone. For example, all our Australian folks, I think this is like 1 a.m. the next day or something, or morning, or very, very early that they wouldn't want to go. So having that summary to review new topics, I think, is really a great idea and allows us to work asynchronously. What we ended up with is, okay, so then we have this review process. So how do we handle the creation of like a JIRA? So we talked about, do we have a decision log, or should we create a JIRA story? And the decision log was based on kind of an example from Product Council that does have a decision log. I believe it was Sarah who shared this idea of a JIRA story, that I think, was it Acquisitions who does that, or ERM? I forget which one. So what I did is, as you can see, I created an example for each one. So our process would be, we put a new topic goes onto our request new topic spreadsheet. It comes to the SIG. We discuss it. There is a period of review from the community. But then how do we handle kind of the decision that was made and recording the discussion? So the first example that I put here is based off of that. It's the Product Council kind of approach. So here you can see I have decision logs for request new topics. And here, I just use, here's our status under review. Or green, if we're under review, means it's doing that period of community review. I guess I could just say community review. I'm not editing it, but link to the SIG discussion, date added to the spreadsheet if there was a contact from the spreadsheet, as well as a brief summary. This would be the summary that we would share on Slack, for example, for the community to review. Here we would have the dates. This particular one hasn't gone out for a community review, so don't worry if you haven't seen it yet. So here we would put the dates, like let's say we want to put this out today using this formula. I'd put the dates there. And then, so I'll just stop there for this thing. Sorry, decision log. The other idea was to have a JIRA, kind of this overarching story. And so notice that I think I kind of lacked some imagination there. I took all the elements from the decision log and I put them in here because that's pretty much what we want to record, right? I put in some fake, just to have this in there. This one hasn't gone to review yet. So in terms of my reaction to this, and then I'll open up. I found this very difficult to create this story, just because I wasn't sure what project to put this in, and I wasn't sure, like, this is the one that doesn't really need review. I mean, it's the actual, once we fill out the JIRA issue for this particular new feature that will need review. So I don't know. I find that I'm not particularly a fan of this. I found this to be much more low key, but a little cleaner in my view. But let me open it up to discussion to get your impression on both the decision log and this kind of JIRA story for tracking not just the comment review, but also our final decision, which would be to endorse or not to endorse the new topic. Katie.
Well, I kind of agree with you, Jennifer, that we should have a decision log first, kind of something before it makes its way into JIRA, because JIRA is not the easiest thing to navigate or create things in. So I'm thinking that's kind of when we made more decisions and kind of finalize, then we can go ahead and enter as a JIRA.
Yeah, just from doing this test, I was like, I was like, oh, this is gonna be, I wasn't sure if I wanted to put that label on that, because this is not the one we really wanted to. This is the one we wanted to do community review, but not like the SIG needs review, like the other JIRA tickets we have. And yeah, it was difficult. In a way, to work with this. Yeah. Any other comments?
I think that I'm partial to, for some of the same reasons, managing this in the wiki, at least during the feedback process. And then, asking Ryan how we escalate it, once a decision has been made. I
Yeah,
think
I
there's
feel like,
also, okay.
no, sorry. I was gonna say, I feel like I mostly want to hear from Ryan as to what we should expect from him or the developers based on either of these, or if it matters to them, but he's not here, so I don't know.
That's a good point. I think I can't answer for Ryan, but my impression here is that I felt like I was kind of jumping the gun on Jira creation. Like it was just to have this Jira, and I could easily see these Jiras popping up in several dashboards, but not really providing kind of I wouldn't want them to appear in the dashboard. So I just think, yeah, that's why I didn't like this. Where here, like I could definitely add like here the community suggests these enhancements, and then the idea would be once it passes community review, then it would go on our housekeeping and we would create the Jira link together with Ryan. So Ryan could, then, Ryan would have the opportunity to say, oh, I understand this, and perhaps he could review it as well. And then we would have, all the information needed to create it in our housekeeping the next week. Christine.
I think that you're right. I think that we have more control over the process if it's in Wiki. And I hear you. And what you're saying resonates with me in thinking that we might be jumping the gun by creating a story before we've built like consensus around an approach. And in many ways, the decision record for us is really about, consensus building and making sure that there are opportunities for input when people are not able to participate in the SIG itself. And so I'm really leaning towards at least starting with just the wiki page record. Whatever we call it. And I think the other thing we have to remember is that, this doesn't have to be our final process or our final approach. We just have to pick an approach and test it. And I think that there's a lot less pressure to get it right the first time in the wiki pages. I think that the wiki, using the wiki as the source of this, gives us a little bit more, opportunity for growth and evolution, as we discover what works and what doesn't work. The story seems a little bit fixed, in some ways. And I agree with what everybody is saying that, Jira is like a very dense forest with no like with a lot of spaces that have no pathways. And there is some concern that we might lose track of things in Jira. So that's my two cents.
What I also liked about the wiki one is you can see here I have the decision log and I've started, and we don't have to do this by alphabet. This can be sorted any which way. But it really is sort of this archived kind of request for new functionality. And I think this is much easier to read than if we put it in an archive spreadsheet. So, because now, and I kind of saw this as, if we're using this wiki page, we move it off once we've made a decision. Move it off, meaning requesting a new topic of that spreadsheet, but we move it off to this decision log where we say, we endorse it or it's, community review or the SIG does not endorse the topic. And then we kind of make a note of everything that was on the spreadsheet, but also like our decisions from, either the community review or the SIG discussion. And I thought this was actually much easier to read. Like if I this is going to be, we can split it up by year going forward, but let's say I wanted to see, like, why was this one not endorsed, for example. I could get that information here, in a much, I think, consumable way, rather than I'll just show the the archived one, which really the archive spreadsheet, as you can see, doesn't give like any summary or like it's not a decision log per se. It's just said, this is done.
I would say the, unless it's already been covered, which it might have been, and I was too busy typing to hear it. If we do if we do this in the wiki, we won't have created a Jira story for something where there might already exist one that we just did not know about or didn't find. And Ryan could be like, oh, that's already on tap for, whatever. It's this one. And then we could, link to it or whatever is appropriate.
And that's a great point. And another, I think, nice thing about, I mean, you can do this in the Jira description field, but we can add, more, rows, saying, link to Jira and, say, oh, hey, this already existed in Jira, and as Christy said, this is something, this is our first approach, but definitely something that can evolve over time. Depending on kind of the information we want to track over time as well, or that we need to track. Any other comments? So basically, if I go back to data import suggesting to this page, so someone has a new idea, they add that to the initial spreadsheet here. You do, anyone could add as long as they have, username and password for Confluence and Jira. Then this gets to the SIG discussion. And then it's not so much topics are archived, it's that, we make a decision on the topic, which is tracked in our decision log. And here we can say either the functionality is endorsed, not endorsed. Well, it's just endorsed or not endorsed, I guess. If it is endorsed, it has to go through a period of community review. I'm just thinking for at least 1 week. And if it is endorsed, then that means it heads off to, let me go off. Sorry, I'm flipping through pages. It goes to the housekeeping for the next agenda so that we create the Jira link together if need be. And if there is already one that was created that we just didn't find, then I think I'd still put it on housekeeping just to announce that, oh, hey, this was already created, just FYI, everyone. How does that sound? I'm seeing lots of thumbs up. Awesome. So what I will do is I will clean up this language here, and I will share it. I'll do it, share it with our community. I know some people weren't able to make it today, so I'll share that just to make sure everyone has a chance to weigh in. And then what I'd like to propose is, since this one did not, here, let me edit this. Let me just since and we I you don't have to pick purple. I don't know, I like purple, but since this one hasn't done community review, that we also put this one to that 1 week period of review so that it would go on our next agenda, which would be the 19th, right? And to see that in practice so we can kind of finish the loop and if need be do the link together. How does that sound? I love it when people just, give me a thumbs up, a blank check. Awesome. All righty, so I'll get that ready for next week. Do a post and summary, and we will go on and we'll see it for the 19th. And I'll, I guess, Robert, could you put that on our actions to-do list, if you don't mind?
How do you want me to put that in there? I'm sorry.
Yeah, that would be great. You could put add if not duplicate, and I'll know what that means.
Okay.
To yeah, and all
To,
that, just so I remember.
yes.
Yeah. So it looks
Okay.
like. Oh, thank you. Yep.
Got it.
Yay. That was the only topic I had on there, and I know there was one page, so I guess we're very early. It's only 1:27, so we could take a look. There's one page we did not look at yet, which was check the status of an existing issue, or I could just move on to housekeeping and we can end early. So big decision for everyone. Do you want to look at just quickly look at check the status of an existing issue and then housekeeping, or just move on to housekeeping?
I'm okay either.
All right. Well, let's just take a quick look at housekeeping. I think this would be our final kind of page in this process. I know Jeanette had some suggestions. Yael, I think you did as well. Basically, so here it essentially, so you would check the status of an issue in Jira. There's several layers of this. Jira can be difficult to search. There's a lot of issues for the Folio project and especially data import. And there have been different methods used to manage these issues. We do have a dashboard. You can look at all issues. But if you don't know where to start, then if you have a practical problem, such as, I don't know, your job profile isn't working, you can always post to the Slack channel Folio Data Import Sig Lab and get some guidance there. If you have a theoretical problem, for example, you need to update an item, then the connected holdings, then the connected instance, which is the opposite of. Oh, and we can't do that now. That would be more Folio just data import SIG. So if you post to either channel, it's sorry, it's helpful to have add here, which will ping everyone. If you don't want to be, if you think that's too annoying, you can just ping like the conveners, myself or Christy or Ryan Taylor. When you do find the issue you were looking for, it's helpful to watch that issue. So any changes to it, you will get a notification via email. If indeed the issue does not exist, then you can put it on suggesting a new, requesting a new topic, for example. So this is assuming that you'll find it. So how is this language for checking the status of an issue? And it will tell you, so the status itself will say open, closed, in refinement, draft, in progress. I forget the others. In refinement means it's the story is just being refined. Sometimes you'll yeah. Do I have an example here? No, I don't. This one was in progress. So any feedback for this page?
So I'm going to say that I think that this is an area where we could provide more detail and guidance. For instance, can you scroll back up? So you link to the view all issues. One, so I don't regularly actually use this page. So does that link to all the issues in Jira or all the data import issues? Or, okay.
It is just all data import issues. It's from our dashboard list.
Right. What are the filters? I think it's important to say what the
That's,
filters are.
yeah, I.
So we know how data import is being defined here.
It's here. So view all issues. It's defined on this page.
Got you. Thank you
Oh,
for
sure
that
thing.
reminder.
And
I mean, I think that, I think that there are things that are not on here. And, providing guidance on like, what do we mean by check to see? How do I know that I've done my due diligence, right? Because I have to admit that, I get a touch of the anxiety when I'm trying to figure out whether or not something's been reported, and I have no confidence. If I find it, I'm excited. If I don't find it, I don't know that I'm super confident that it's not there. I just feel like, maybe we need some tips on, how to search, how to use the filters. I'm really struggling here because I don't know what the answer is myself. Because this is an area where I struggle. So I don't know if somebody is considers themselves an expert, Jira user who can, distill the information and be like, okay, if you've done X, Y, and Z, like here's your roadmap to searching. And if you've done these things, then you can be relatively confident that it's either not in there or it's just really obscure, right?
Yeah, it's a hard one. I think some of this goes into troubleshooting as well. So I know Jeanette shared, I think this was a separate group, but a troubleshooting guide for them. Not that they're necessarily related, but you might want to check to see if there's an existing issue because you've run into something that's a little weird. Maybe that you saw in while you were working with data import. Yeah, I think it gets complex because it's, there it could be something in your environment or maybe it's something that is for everyone. So maybe we need, yeah, I'm not sure what we need. And you're right, checking the status. I mean, is this really checking the status, or are we trying to find an existing issue? So this language is not that helpful either. Any other comments?
I mean, something else that we might do as a part of the MVP work is try to find everything that is data import related and clean it up. Like, I know there's some really old stuff in there. And, it turns out, there was actually another JIRA and it's worked on and it's fixed. And the other JIRA was updated and this is still hanging out. And then there are JIRAs that were entered a long time ago. That are, just still hanging out, but they actually reflect, current wants or needs. And just making sure that they're in alignment with how we need to track and find data import related issues. I think that we should also maybe we go over reporting a bug. And when we talk about what we do with these decision breakers, like when we do move to stories, making sure that we understand, what values should be selected, what are the projects that should be assigned, and making sure we're assigning the right values that make it discoverable as a part of the, data import development pipeline. I don't know that I understand that. And that might be something that we can ask Brian to educate us on. What are all of the related projects and what do they mean? Are there going to be any data re import related JIRAs that don't fall in these projects? And if so, how do we flag those or find them?
Well, there's going to be a lot of the spikes, right? So that's like the ongoing architectural work on performance and all of that. They tend to fall out of, this view all issues and all of that. Though I think I still get them with the view all issues. There's the other one. Was it the RFF or RFP ones? And that's a difficult. But I think if we start shoring up, so we're consistent in our process, it'll be a little easier. But I noticed last time. Oh, Katie Ann, I see your hand. I noticed last time, like the EDIFACT issues that were created, I think they were created by ACSIG. They didn't have like data import labels on them, but the work is being done by PholoJet. So that's maybe something else that we can maybe help Ryan advocate for us, that if another group creates, something that relates to data import, it needs to get our labels as well. Katie. And did you still want to say something, Katie?
Sorry, I unmuted myself. I was just going to say, I
I've been trying to get people at our institution to join the resource access sec, and I attended, they had like an onboarding presentation on Monday of like how you can get involved, like all the different product owners and different projects. So what Christy was saying, and one of the things they do is they clean up old JIRAs. They have a small subgroup that every once in a while just goes through the old JIRAs and determines, you know, whether they should just be closed because they're so old. So I'm thinking maybe it would be a good idea. I know it's a little off topic, but to have maybe a subgroup look at some of these old JIRAs and clean them up.
And that's a great idea. We do have a lot of old issues. We have some issues that might not make sense anymore. We have lots to work with. So, and I think maybe as we, address this page, maybe that's something. Maybe this is something I'm just thinking about this that a subgroup would like to work on, because it's not really checking the status. It's like, how do you find an existing issue? And maybe that subgroup could, provide some methods on how to do that, but also, what happens if an issue is found that is just so old it doesn't make any sense anymore. All right, so it looks like we have some good discussion on checking to see if there's an existing issue. This page still needs a bit of work, but maybe we could, because we still have no, we have some time. So would people prefer to do this work together or have a subgroup?
I would vote on a subgroup. And I feel like this is a little bit about like punting on the issue. I'm a little bit at a loss on how to tackle this. And I'm hoping that there's someone else here with ideas and energy in this area who feels confident in taking the lead on this. That said, I'm also willing to do it as a group and, you know, be the de facto lead on it, but I don't know that I'm the best person because I frequently throw my hands up and back away, you know, when faced with needing to take a deep dive into JIRA.
Yeah.
Maybe we should try and tackle, like, maybe do one or two together as a group, sort of look at things together and see what it entails. And then maybe have people say, oh, I think I can do this and create a subgroup.
That seems good. Were you thinking today or next week?
I have no idea how long it's going to take. So, is the time we have left today enough, or should we put it on the agenda for next week? Because I feel like I probably could fit something like this in, but I'm not sure like if I'm the right person to do it. Like, not sure exactly what it entails. So, that's why I sort of would like to do it with the rest of the group at least once or twice before saying, "Oh, yeah, I can do this," or "No, please don't let me look at this ever again."
I'm wondering, because we also have to have something to actually be able to search. So I'm not sure we have enough time, and we are missing, some regulars who come every week. So my proposal is to, in addition to everything that we're, sharing on Slack, is to share that, we are gonna work on this page. And as a group, we, are asking for maybe one or two idea, something that you're searching for. And then we're gonna search for that as a group and then create a subgroup based, kind of using what we just did as an example. How does that sound?
I like that.
All right, yeah, it gives people time to kind of figure out what they want to search. I'm because right now I'm kind of like, I don't know, which is yeah. So this way, hopefully someone wants to search something, and we have a little bit of time to think about that, and then we do that together as well. Alrighty, so for the our other pages, like the roadmap, this is really working with Ryan, and our minimum viable product. We really haven't gotten into this yet, but I think, I Christy, probably you have something to input as well, but I think shoring up like our process, at least before we get to this minimal viable product discussion, is the most important, I would say.
I agree. So do we want to, so today we talked about process and we made a decision. Do we want to return to at the next meeting, return to the EDIFACT invoice discussion and or oh wait a second. What was the decision record about? Was it about the
It
EDIFACT, yeah, right. So
was, yeah.
why don't we actually, finalize that page for that, proposal and then put it out for community feedback, and figure out, what the time frame is going to be, where we're going to post, things like that, and see how that process goes.
Yeah, I have this one of it's the add if not duplicate that I can post for community review, so I'll do that as well as update, suggesting a new topic, like how this like the review process and all of that. So I'll shore this up. And then
Okay.
I'll also post. We'll begin working on to the check a status of a Jira issue. Only in that we will, if someone has something they want to try and find in Jira, to save that for. And it could be if you want to do EDIFACT next week, that's fine. It could be the week after. So whenever we get to it.
Well, I'm actually wondering whether or not we need to say, now I'm wondering whether, since we have the add if not dupe proposal, maybe we need to wait on the EDIFACT proposal until after the EDIFACT survey results so we can make it a larger proposal.
And that makes sense because if we get
Okay.
the survey results, we can add to that discussion as well. Yeah. All righty. So I think we have some to-dos that are mostly sharing with the community, and I will see if I can delete this one. Oh, I can delete it. Boom. Type delete. All right. Oh, I kind of like that. I've got the power to delete. Not even fully you can do that. Okay. So any last, I know we're ending a little early, but any last comments or thoughts that anyone would like to share? All right. So thank you so much for a great conversation. I think, I think the bulk of our new process is pretty much, I think we're there, Christy, just with these few updates. And we just need the check for find issues in Jira page. And yay. All right. So thank you, everyone, for your time. Thanks, Robert, for the minutes, and we'll see you next week.
You bet. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.